This is Hunter Ingram from the Wilmington Star News, and this is a Gatehouse Media Extreme Weather Update. It is just before 1 p.m. here in Wilmington, and we are seeing a slight decrease in rain and wind. We know there's the back end of Florence that's going to be coming up and giving us plenty of that later in the afternoon. But right now, people are starting to just, you know, briefly and casually assess the damage that's outside, and the damage seems to be mainly trees and power lines down. There is a significant number of trees down in the immediate Wilmington area. A lot of the major roads are impassable because you cannot get down, say, Market Street, because there's trees or power lines, just huge trees blocking the way. People who are out on the roads are taking side streets to kind of maneuver around these impasses, but it's going to take a lot of work to get these roadways back open to residents, let alone get power back to these residents. I just managed to get some power or some internet to look at the Duke Energy outage map, and they are reporting more than 114,000 people in New Hanover County are without power. That is almost pretty much the entire county. In fact, the outage map is no longer doing specific locations for outages. The entire county is just labeled as red. So the outage here in Wilmington and New Hanover County is significant, and we are expecting more impacts from Hurricane Florence later this afternoon. But for right now, people are just kind of sitting back, waiting to see what comes next, and just kind of trying to wrap their head around what damage may be outside their front door. We saw some residents out already with their chainsaws trying to chop up some of the trees that may have fallen inside their property. We also responded to a sad case of a tree falling on a house. We are told there are victims. They could not confirm if there were any fatalities or not, but we do know that one of those victims, the tree fell on his legs, and it took firefighters a good amount of time to bring him out of that house and rescue him. He is in the hospital. We do not know his condition, but he is alive. So there's definitely a lot happening. I talked to one of the fire chiefs here, and he said that they have been working all night to respond to calls to people. They normally cut off their emergency response when wind gusts reach 50 miles per hour or above. But he said that Hurricane Florence has not allowed them to do that. They have continued all night rescuing people from their homes, responding to possible injuries. They have been working throughout the evening, so they're bringing in some federal resources, some federal manpower to come in and kind of give these fire crews a break, at least for the afternoon, so that they can be sharp and ready to go when people can start to look at the aftermath come later tonight and tomorrow and into the weekend. As always, you can follow along to the Star News at starnewsonline.com. We are, just like everyone, experiencing power and internet issues, but we are getting as much information and as many pictures up as we can. We are using all of our resources to do so, so check those out. You can see more about the local community effort. There's a lot of national news here, but you should definitely look at the Star News, because we are following this from the local perspective, the community perspective, and we're letting you know as much as possible about what is going on here in New Hanover County and in Pender and in Brunswick counties. So check back to starnewsonline.com for the latest as Hurricane Florence continues to move through our area.